If Iran continues to insist on developing its nuclear weapons program, the end result must be made clear. One way or another, it will be stopped.
Benjamin Netanyahu's having none of it when it comes to Iran. That's nothing new. There is something cooking, though, in Iran. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on America Tonight, kicking off yet another week as we get a little deeper into the summer and the temperatures rise and start to flare really in and outside of Washington. It is the summer of investigations and committees and the year of the whistleblower, without a doubt. But first, Iran, Netanyahu, Bibi, the prime minister of Israel, saying that, you know, we've taken enough from Iran. So Iran's presidential election results over the weekend, giving a centrist candidate, don't be fooled by this, Hassan Rouhani, is what he's saying, is not really that guy. Because will this new president change the game in Iran? And the answer is he's backing the nuclear aspirations of the country, probably saying the same thing that's about power, but is doing everything so far in what he's saying and what he's inherited along the same lines of Ahmadinejad, of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. So in other words, will anything really, really change? The impact of Iran's nuclear program is at this point hard to underestimate. A nuclear symbol appears on one of the notes, one of the currencies in that country, in Iran, which is worth about $1.50, and they say that it's their country's right, and that's why it's on the currency, to pursue a nuclear program. And they have taken a few key steps in a nuclear reactor as far as the construction is concerned, which is why you have Netanyahu coming out hard and heavy and saying we can't allow this to happen. And under his watch, he's saying it will not happen. It's interesting, too, the election was covered by almost 500 reporters, they say, from 40 countries, and much more than the last time around, because the idea was, oh, no, we have nothing to hide, so we're going to let more people in to actually, you know, cover this. And the whole idea is if no candidate won more than half the votes, the top two would face each other in a runoff, and that would happen on June 21st, but that doesn't appear to be the case, obviously, with what the results are that have come in. So the centrist candidate is the guy who wins, but will it change anything in, you know, the long run? Because the guy who has to vet everybody is the supreme leader, who is the Ayatollah al-Khamenei, and are they likely to continue slamming the West and continuing down the same path that I was just talking about as far as the nuclear program is concerned? And the answer is they're still going to continue to go down the progress of the nuclear aspirations I think they have, and I really get ready to see what's going to happen beneath the ground of the Middle East, because we have Syria on top of this, and Iran is preparing supposedly to send 4,000 troops into Syria as the United States is getting ready to arm Syrian rebels. So they're preparing to send Revolutionary Guard soldiers to Syria to defend Bashar Assad's regime, as we're getting ready to supply guns, small arms, through a CIA program. What happens now in this big clash, in this conflict? So if the U.S. is trying to bolster the anti-Assad movement and Iran is doing the opposite, imagine how this will end up and what it'll look like possibly, you know, a couple of weeks from now. 4,000 troops is nothing to, you know, as far as where they're going to put them is nothing to to sneeze at. So on Sunday in Syria, Sunni extremists blew up a Shiite mosque, so it's much of the same thing we're seeing in a village in the eastern part of that country. But what you care about as an American is our involvement in this. I've said this over and over again. Why are we involved in Syria? We and with Iran doing what they're doing, we're just inching closer to the possibility of blowing this up into another war. This uprising started 2 years ago, and it's sick and sad what's happened, 93,000 people dead. But with what's already happened, Iraq, Afghanistan, and what's going on in the United States, how can we continue to walk down this path? How can we continue to do that? And as this crisis in Syria worsens, who is it a threat to? It's a threat to neighboring countries. For example, Jordan. King Abdullah is scared to death. And the key ally to Jordan, or King Abdullah anyway, he's reaching out to the U.S. because he knows, ultimately, I don't want to have the same problem. Jordan backs the rebels against Assad, and they're worried that Assad may ultimately attack the neighbors with what they're saying is these chemical weapons. And already in Jordan, they've got 500,000 Syrians who fled from the war. So all eyes are on Syria and what's happening there. Between Israel, Iran, Jordan, and everybody in every space in between, in these nooks and crannies there in the sands of the Middle East, man, we are getting further and further sucked into these situations. Now, some of you listening to me might think, well, of course we are, because we have to be involved. And you may be thinking the same thing I'm thinking. We cannot afford to continue going down this same path, a costly path that we don't have the money for, that we don't have the commitment, I think, to hang in the long run, because do we ultimately want to end up in a situation where we push this open to a World War III, and now all bets are off, we have to have boots on the ground? Is this what we're going to end up pulling ourselves into? Are we going to end up pushing ourselves further into this conflict? And I haven't even mentioned Turkey. It's crazy what's happened in Turkey. The unrest is unbelievable. It continues to go on, and there continues to be clashes with the riot police and the other people who are demonstrating in several of the parks around the country. So all of a sudden they're in play too as well, and this is a country that was seemingly fine and didn't look like there was going to be any kind of student protest or otherwise an uprising, and now they're dealing with the same thing in Turkey. Hey, coming up on our next segment here on America Tonight, it is about the numbers. We can count. Oh, lots of counting going on, including really cool new 3D image thing that could help ID victims in cold cases around the country. Stay with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional
supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This time around, we all want to know whose phone numbers have been checked out by the NSA and how many. The U.S. government says that we only searched for detailed information on calls involving fewer than 300 specific phone numbers. Do you believe that? Among the millions of raw, that's where your number comes in, millions of raw phone records collected by the National Security Agency in 2012. They said that even though the NSA, according to all these documents that have been made public by Edward Snowden, collected massive amounts of data on message, on message traffic from the U.S. telephone and internet companies, that collection is legal and it is subject to tight controls and doesn't intrude on the privacy of ordinary Americans. Oh, it sounds like such a line, doesn't it? So metadata, that's what we want to know, the data, metadata. The paper that's been released now, there's a paper that was circulated over the weekend that says that the data from the NSA phone and email collections programs not only led U.S. investigators to the ringleader of a plot to attack New York subway system in 2009, but also to one of his co-conspirators in the United States. And the metadata, the raw information that doesn't identify individual telephone subscribers from major U.S. phone companies, showing all calls made by those companies' subscribers to phones within the United States and overseas. But millions of phone records were collected, and what you need to know, in 2012. So that is the number that infuriates a lot of people. Speaking of millions, Man of Steel took off at the box office $125 million. So how about that? A lot of people wanted to go see Man of Steel, apparently. And it's no doubt because it's an action movie, it's a Marvel comic, and that is what people like to see, I think, especially in the summer, where 40% of what Hollywood makes comes in the summertime. So the movie was made, they say it was made for $200 million. They figure they'll get that bounty back at the box office, and it'll make money in the end because the expense of doing an action movie is just so much more than some of the dramas and other things that are produced seemingly on a song compared to that, although that budget isn't crazy when you think of World War Z, the Brad Pitt movie that's coming out this weekend about zombies. They're going to need $400 million, or you could make $400 million to break even at the box office. Can you imagine? All right, we keep talking about bullying a lot, and I just read a study on this, a new study that just came out that says the bullying of siblings is something to pay attention to. You know, we're all in this anti-bullying movement right now, and there's a lot of anti-bullying legislation and stuff, but it's really exploded probably in the last 10 years or so. A new study published in the Journal of Pediatrics is a reminder that bullying also happens at home between brothers and sisters. And they say, peer bullying, sibling bullying is also harmful to a child or teenager's mental health in this new research that they've collected. They looked at 3,500 children from 1 to 17 years old who had at least one sibling younger than 18 living in the house at the time. And they asked them questions about, you know, what was happening with the other siblings to see if they could find aggression or if other children that were being bullied in the house by the sibling had anger, depression, or anxiety. I'm thinking to my mother saying to me, fight your own battles. I don't know that we had that problem in our household. You know, when kids bite other kids, it happened only once and then it never happened again with me. I'm just saying. Bullying is actually such a serious, sad thing. And I guess it does come in all forms, but they're really cracking down on it in schools. In some cases, I think they're doing a good job. In other cases, I think they're crazy and over the top, and it doesn't make any sense. But it's hard to make sense of the whole bullying thing, and then the repercussions of what happens where kids do some terrible things to themselves is just tragic. The Experimental Aircraft Association says it'll pay $450,000 to the FAA to save AirVenture. The money would pay for the expense for bringing in dozens of air traffic controllers for this year's fly-in that they have at Oshkosh, billed as the world's largest aviation celebration. That sounds pretty cool. It'd be fun, I think, to go to that, to see all those planes come in. And I guess the reason that they were concerned about this is because the FAA, with what's happened now in the budgets, they're saying that we're willing to defray the cost, we'll just pay for it, don't worry about it, because the FAA changed its policy this year as part of the federal budget cuts. So they released a statement saying, we're pleased that we reached an agreement with the EAA that balances both the needs of the air show and the demands of the current fiscal environment. So in other words, sure, you want to give us money, we'll take it, and don't worry, then we'll have somebody out there to land the planes. Not a problem, which is probably good for some of these people that are out of work or being furloughed a day here or a day there, depending on, you know, the numbers of people that we're talking about. So everybody wins, I think, in that situation. And then the air show does not have to get canceled. Which is a big deal to people who live in Oshkosh because so many people come in for the air show and they're excited about it and they spend money. All right, I was talking about bullying a second ago. How about something else I saw about assaults against federal park rangers? Wow, this is scary. Up 38%. A total of almost 600 incidents were reported by six land and water agencies. That's how they classify them in 2012. That's the 38%. More than one quarter of what happened involved some sort of violence against an employee or officer. Ooh, that's sad. There were 100 against the U.S. Park Police of violence. One of them included an incident where a suspected drunk driver tried to run over a police officer. Man. And they have been keeping these statistics for a while. And some of the things that are happening in some of the parks are, you know, pretty, some of them are pretty scary. When you think of the parks and you think of, sure, something can happen, maybe something getting too loud or whatever, but some of the conflicts that are growing are because of meth labs and marijuana plantations, they say, that are more in the backcountry. You know, the areas by off-road vehicles is the only way to get there. So they're starting to have problems in that direction, and that's what's leading to the conflicts where somebody draws a gun, and then all of a sudden you're in the thick of it. Father's Day was just this past weekend. Hopefully you got a chance to spend some time with your family, your father. A new poll also came out. There's a theme running here that 80% of men, 8 in 10, aspire to be fathers, that they like to be a father one day. How about that? They say they always knew they wanted to have children, compared with about 7 in 10 mothers, and 69% of dads call the long-standing desire to have children as an important factor in their decision to have kids, that they've always wanted to have them. So, and men who don't have children were just as likely as women without kids to say they want them someday. Among men under age 35, 91% are dads already, or say they think they would like to have children eventually. It's interesting because the statistics, the birth rate statistics, are actually down, and people are waiting longer and longer to have children versus when they're in their younger years or just out of school or working or whatever it might be. And timely for the study, since it is Father's Day weekend, and we're rolling out of Father's Day weekend. Should be interesting this week in Washington. A lot of the things that we'll be talking about with our pals from Talk Radio News include immigration and the conversations on immigration, with some of the debate that's going on in the Senate, and of course more on the NSA, more committee meetings, scandal after scandal after scandal. We're kicking it over the wall. Hang with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. BensDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
You ended up doing, maybe you caught Superman or Man of Steel is the name of the movie, over $100 million. So somebody went to see that over the weekend. I noticed there was a lot of families, I think, trekking in my area to make it to Man of Steel. So that might have been a good Father's Day deal, certainly. And there were a lot of people who went out to lunch and dinner and all that stuff. So bravo for paying attention to the dads. The dads should get a day. And, you know, Father's Day, I don't know how many people realize this, but as a quick aside here, Father's Day is something that wasn't started. You know, Mother's Day happened, and everybody went along with it and thought it was great. But Father's Day wasn't started until the 70s. So it wasn't even, it didn't even really formally exist until the 70s, which just seems odd that Mother's Day came around so much sooner, but Father's Day, honoring the dads in the world, since we already had the, because it is kind of a, I think it's a good day. I think it's good to do that, to celebrate it. But Mother's Day, Grandparents' Day, Chicken Soup Day. I mean, there's, yeah, every day there's a different thing people celebrate. And I always think, did Hallmark cards invent this day? So the idea was, it came about to complement, I guess, the whole Mother's Day thing. Some would tell you that the first Father's Day really happened in 1910, but the way it's been told to me, officially Father's Day, if when it was introduced and when it came about as honoring and recognizing it, really didn't happen until 1972. In fact, the crazy thing is it became a permanent national holiday, which, what, Sunday's a holiday, when President Nixon signed it into law in 1972. So how about that? 1972, officially, even though it had been kicked around and talked about and was kind of one of those obscure things since like 1910, as I said, but not official until after that. Wow. Guys in the world getting ripped off once again. All right, so I said we would head to the mailbag, and plenty of you had things to say about Father's Day. Let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Frank. Whoops. He needs a rest. He needed a rest, man. He needs to celebrate Father's Day. This one from Frank in Illinois, and he says, Kate, I don't know about you, but I have so much love for my father who passed just a few years ago. As a young boy, he used to take me to go and see the Yankees play at least once a year, and he took me to some of the first good grub spots I ever had, diner type things, when I was just a kid too. It used to be so special to me. He used to throw the ball around. He did all the usual things that you think dads do, but then he would give me some great advice, and he said, never let him see you sweat, kid. That's the key to life, and I've always lived that way. And I love you, Pops, and a big shout out to all the other fathers across the country. All right, well said. How about that? Here's another one. This one from James. James says, Happy Father's Day, America. I am a new father, and I have to say, I never knew what it was like until I had my own child and really realized that feeling and how that connection is. I had a great connection with my father, but I think when you have your own child, it becomes even more clear how special that is. I hope the fathers in the world are out there taking that responsibility and not taking it lightly. I know I never will. Oh, that's well said. You need a father. Everybody needs a father figure or a father in their life. All right, let's move on to something else. We've got a bunch of other emails here. I'm going to try to get through a whole bunch of them. Terry says, if we focus on the dictator Assad of Syria and ignore Iran and their nuclear buildup, could we be putting our resources to use better? Example, had we focused all our efforts in World War II on Italy and ignored Germany, what would have happened? Victory and peace, Terry. Yeah, the thing to think about is just what kind of resources are we talking about tripping here to Syria, and what else is going on as far as Iran is concerned. It is of great concern to, you know, you look at Benjamin Netanyahu and he says, hey, do what you want, but the second I know for sure they're nuked, we're going after them. And that's it. Boom. And who's our ally in the Middle East? Israel. So we are sucked into the sands of the Middle East, no matter how we parcel it out. But Syria is the scary exception to me, especially because of the other things that are happening. I mean, even Netanyahu was saying, don't be fooled by the Iranian elections, because they certainly aren't free. They certainly aren't open. Anything you're seeing is just a bunch of nonsense. Look a little bit closer. They are definitely trying to fake you out. And the international community can't be caught up in wishful thinking and try to relax the pressure on Iran to halt their nuclear program. I mean, he's not letting up on this one. If he had to do it alone, he'll do it alone. And listen, Ahmadinejad, who pushed for nuclear development, he's the guy who said Israel should be wiped off the map. He's the guy who said the Jewish people made it all up. The atrocities that happened in Germany never happened, that the Holocaust was just a made-up deal. So I really can't blame Netanyahu for feeling that way. All right, here's one from Jackson, listening to us in Texas. And Jackson says, hey, Ms. Delaney, I've never sent you an email, but I'm shooting you one now. Syria is a no-go, sister. Why are we suddenly crossing that red line? I don't understand it. Where are we getting the money? My goodness, we cut off half of our military. It's a voluntary military all the way across the board. Now we're talking about sending arms. How long is it before we're suddenly talking about sending troops? And that, my friend, would be a game changer. That would be a game changer. I don't think we send troops, but we've said that before. Should we send troops? No, no, and no. Is it a possibility that we could send troops? I would say no, no, and no. But I don't feel completely confident in saying that. And what a disaster that would be. You know, you look at Iraq. They just had some more attacks. 32 people were killed. They say they were coordinated attacks. This is what's happening in the marketplaces. You have more people blowing themselves up, more crazy nonsense, people setting off car bombs. It's very sad because of how much blood, sweat, and tears that we spilled in Iraq. So dozens of people again killed in a wave of violence. And this, we could have written this screenplay. We knew it was going to happen. I mean, this is a decade after our invasion, right? And its violence has just ticked up there. The death toll keeps going up and up and up. About 2,000 people have been slaughtered, killed since the start of April. Mostly car bombs, that kind of stuff. And here, the car bombs hit the Shiite majority areas, and that's where most of the killings were, in some of the towns in the south and in the center of the country. No one claimed responsibility for it, but it's that whole thing, Shiite, Sunnis, back and forth. It's crazy. And it keeps happening. It keeps getting worse and worse and worse. All right, here's another one. This one from Jake in Austin. Kate, you know me. I have an opinion about everything. First of all, happy Father's Day to you and yours and everyone listening to America Tonight. My son took me out for some lunch. We had some good conversation, and we were watching, actually, SportsCenter on the bar. Well, I must have went to a sports bar. By the way, what's going on with Syria to me is outrageous. How can we possibly even consider getting involved with Syria when we don't know who the rebels are? It's frightening to think that the Middle East really has us on a string, don't they? They do have us on a string, it seems. And the problem is, in these unwinnable situations, the money, the sacrifices, the everything else, forget the money for a second even. Think of the human loss that we expended in Iraq and also in Afghanistan. Families' lives ripped apart. Guys and women who came back without limbs, this new warfare of the IEDs, how vicious and violent it is. And, of course, hands being tied with not knowing what the response is or what they're allowed to respond, actually. The rules of engagement are so cockamamie to me, where you have kids that are rigged up to bombs and innocent villagers that are rigged up to bombs and, I mean, all kinds of crazy nonsense that has led to the death of too many Americans, frankly. Now, here we are in the Syria situation. Just to be clear, no boots on the ground, but arming the Syrian rebels. Arming the Syrian rebels. At least no fly zone. That didn't go up out there, because that would have been an incredible hassle to do that, too, as well. All right, join me on the flip side for Little Odds and Ends.
Thank you. What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633. 409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
As we head to the finish line, you know, the big thing that everybody's talking about, because I like to say America Tonight is about the buzz in the backyard, is, do you think that they hacked into my phone? Do you think they're listening to my conversations? Well, this is what I would say. I mean, we all make jokes about, well, I haven't said anything. There's nothing interesting that's going on that they would want to use when it, as far as what I'm saying. It's more the concern about, I think, this metadata stuff and how you can take little snippets of information and it could easily be put together and it could be misconstrued, words could be misconstrued. And I think that there is a legitimate reason to be concerned about how information is stored. So, you know, shame on, first of all, shame on the NSA for hiring contractors that have this clearance. I guess you can't 100% be sure of what's happening. But to have a kid who's a high school dropout but was probably smart with computers, went to community college, had a few classes, ends up with this $200,000 job where he has this incredible access. I don't know, it doesn't make sense to me. I understand that contractors are used all the time, but why at that level, if you're talking about gathering information, how many people do we have in that position that have their eyes on all this classified information in the first place? Because doesn't it stand to reason that that should be somebody who's a super trained person who is working directly for the NSA? Or am I just being naive? Because here's the deal. You can get this book, read this book. We have to have one of them on, Dana Priest probably. But there's a book called Top Secret American. In that book, it tells you all this stuff, that where some of these places are set up, all of that. And it's been out for a couple of years. The Washington Post reporter and somebody else pulled it together, and they did massive legwork on it. And it exists. It's true. We know it. So this is not a secret. I think the thing is not realizing, perhaps for some people, how widespread it is and what does metadata stuff mean? What does that mean? What does it mean when they get all the, when they dumpster dive for our stuff and then they store it someplace else? How does this end up in the wrong place? Can they switch things around? Can they screw us up with this? And then, you know, like a scene from a scary bad movie, pin it on us. Can they plant information on us? I think that's the concern of a lot of people. That could you be targeted? Could you be targeted for something because of something else that's happened in your life? All right, so here's another interesting odd and end. Vladimir Putin has come up really hard against the West arming Syrian rebels. He's warning, in fact, that, you know, arming Syrian rebels who kill their enemies and eat their organs is not a good thing, because there's a video that's floating around. You know, we don't know who the rebels are. They cut out the hearts of the people that they kill. And one of the videos shows this, a guy cutting out the heart like he's one of the voodoo guys on one of the early episodes of Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom. And no kidding, he takes a bite out of the heart, which is sick. I mean, it is a very sickening video. And it's out there. You can find it. So he was referring to that, I'm sure. And he says, you know, do you support these people? Do you want to supply arms to these people? Putin was speaking to reporters in London after meeting with the British Prime Minister David Cameron, and that's what he's referring to with the whole video thing. So he's disapproving of the plan to support military support to the Syrian rebels, and it comes just a day before he's meeting with President Obama. So isn't that great? Because, you know, they're having the meetings, and they've got the Group of Eight summit in Northern Ireland, where Syria is going to be at the top of the agenda. So what will go back and forth between Putin and Obama could be pretty interesting here. Russia's been at odds with the United States. That's no secret. And the UK over how long, you know, over how to bring an end to what's going on in the civil war in Syria. Russia and Syria have an alliance that goes back to the Cold War, so you know what's going there. Obama said they crossed the red line with the chemical weapons, and that was it. So now all of a sudden the door has been kicked open, and here we go. And are they going to broker some kind of a peace deal? Is that really a possibility of happening? We'll see. Hey, speaking of Putin, too, this is one of the most hilarious stories I think that I've ever read. I was somewhere, I think I was sitting on a train, and I read this story recently about Putin and Robert Kraft. He's the guy who owns the New England Patriots. Well, he was really excited. He was meeting Putin, and they were having this conversation. This happened a couple of years ago, and Putin was admiring his Super Bowl ring. Oh, I like your ring. I could use a ring like that or some such thing. So he took his ring off and Putin put it on. Next thing you know, Putin put it in his pocket, and then he was his guys, his agents were around him, and then he was out of the room. So the story that's being reported in this diamond encrusted ring that's worth like $27,000 is Robert Kraft says that he wanted the ring back. But he was told by the government that it would be much better if he just said it was a gift, because they didn't want to have, they wanted to keep everything harmonious. So they didn't want to, just want to keep it as a gift. Don't ask it, you know, don't make a big deal. Don't try to get it back. That would be odd. I mean, this was a ring that had 124 diamonds, and it happened in a visit to St. Petersburg, Russia. In fact, it happened a ways back. It happened in 2005. So now Vladimir Putin is hearing the story, and he's denying, his spokesperson is denying that he kept a Super Bowl ring that Robert Kraft wanted back. So which is it? I don't know. I find it hard to believe that Robert Kraft, for everything that is making up some crazy cockamamie story about his Super Bowl ring being, you know, stolen by Putin. Why would he make that up? I mean, the ring is in the Kremlin's library, and they say that's where all the official gifts are kept. So they're saying it was a gift, but you know, they're talking about this, and somebody who was there said, "Oh no, he gave it as a gift." Seems strange to me. I think he stole it. He basically handed me, "Hey, what do you think about this? This is great. I like this ring." Then the next thing you know, he's ushered out of the room. Whoops. It's a gift. That's a gift, don't you know? I mean, really? Oh, well, what are you going to do? This was another thing that happened that fits into odds and ends that could have been disastrous. And you might have heard this so often, you know, we'll talk about, oh, there's a small plane and this happened in the plane and you know, had to make an emergency landing. A plane carrying former President George W. Bush was diverted to Louisville on Saturday night. The pilot reported the smell of smoke, so the Gulfstream he was in was traveling from Philly to Dallas Love Field Airport when the pilot smelled smoke. So they landed in Kentucky, and of course by Sunday morning he was safely home in Dallas. But anytime you hear about a Gulfstream having to make a unscheduled landing, think about the Secret Service. Can you imagine? What, can you imagine how frightening that is for them? Whoop, unscheduled landing. What's going on with the smoke? Do we really have to make that landing? Can we go just a little bit further? And the answer is no. They put it down as soon as they could. Any thoughts on the show? Shoot them to me, americatonight.net.
Oh, just a minute. We are being reduced to reading emails from some jerk like we're in a choir or something. That is absolutely ridiculous to be reading emails from jerks. I resent it.
Prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system.
system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.